On the last possible day for the Supreme Court to issue decisions this term, Carpenter versus Murphy was the last case to be announced, last out of 77. As more than 20,000 people watched the Supreme Court blog, we read Chief Justice Roberts' shocking announcement, one that few saw coming. The shock wasn't the ruling. The shock was that there was no ruling at all. We still don't know the outcome of this case, and won't for some time. Instead of deciding Carpenter versus Murphy today, the Supreme Court kicked the can down the road. The case will be re-argued next term, and then the decision could come out as late as next June. Justices, if you're listening, you're killing me. This is not what most people were expecting. I thought the decision would be a tie, a win, maybe even a loss, but this took me by surprise. Re-arguments are rare in the history of the Supreme Court. Some historic ones have been re-argued, like Roe v. Wade and Brown v. Board of Education. It's possible with this case the Supreme Court just ran out of time or had unanswered questions. The truth is, we don't know. And we won't. For Carpenter v. Murphy, the court doesn't have to tell the public why it came to this confounding non-conclusion. We're left to read the tea leaves and try to decipher what this postponement means. We're dedicating an episode to unpacking and examining this shocking twist. If you're not already, subscribe to This Land so you don't miss a thing. Because now we know there's a lot more to come. We've got questions, and I'm sure you do too. What does this development suggest about which way the court is leaning? Is it a good sign or an ominous one? We're going to take a few days to talk to experts and get you some answers a few episodes from now. In the meantime, we'll continue to explore what's at stake for the tribes and for Native peoples across this country. Follow along on This Land.